إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدًا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليمًا كثيرًا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه المجيد بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم: يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. My brothers and sisters in Islam, it is the last Friday, the last Jum'ah of this month of Ramadan. And we notice that, alhamdulillah, many people are going early for Jum'ah today. I left home at approximately 1:45. From Mississauga, I could see loads of people driving into the local masjid. So it's 12:45. And we noticed that subhanAllah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it in our hearts during the month of Ramadan that we love salah. And we love to come to the masjid. And we love to see our Muslim brothers and sisters. And we love the feeling that we feel throughout the month of Ramadan. And we love to try and get as close to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as possible. And for many people, they want to take advantage of the month of Ramadan. And throughout the whole year, they look forward to the month of Ramadan. But subhanAllah, when the month comes, and then the fasting days begin, you'll notice that the person starts to feel weak. The person starts to feel as though this might be impossible for them to do. So they start to cut back on some of the actions that they wanted and wished to do throughout the month of Ramadan. And then as the days went by, the person got used to fasting. The person got, their body felt very comfortable with the days. And we all thought, almost every single one of us thought that subhanAllah, this year was going to be the most difficult year in terms of fasting, because the days were extremely long. But subhanAllah, that almost every single person that I've spoken to, they said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this year may Ramadan be really easy. May the fasting days be really easy. And I wanted to highlight the hadith of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which is narrated by Abu Huraira, reported by Imam al-Bukhari, where the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, and in order to save time, I will go through the English because it's a fairly lengthy hadith. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, يَقُولُ تَعَالَى أَنَا عِنَّ ظَنِّ عَبْدِي بِي. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is telling us that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am to my servant, to my worshipper, the person who worships Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which is each and every one of us, I am to him or to her as they think I am to them. Meaning, I can do for them what they think I can do for them. And so the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam continues to tell us this whole hadith is actually told to us by the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the statements of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah says, after saying that He is to us as we wish or desire He is and can do for us as we wish, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then says, I am with Him if He remembers me. Now throughout this hadith I'm going to use the masculine sense, because that is what is used, the masculine tense in the hadith, but it applies to both brothers and sisters, so sisters don't get upset. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes you, but in order to speak properly, He uses just the masculine sense. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I am with him if he remembers me. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is with us if we remember Him. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if He remembers me in Himself, then I remember Him also in myself. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us when we remember Him. And we'll see this in the second half of the khutbah, inshaAllah ta'ala. How when we turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, don't think Allah doesn't know where we are. Don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't know what we're asking for. Don't think Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't understand your thoughts and your feelings. Every single aspect of us that's apparent and that's concealed is known to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala goes on to say in the hadith, If he remembers me in a group of people, then I remember him in a gathering far greater than that. Now imagine, you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a group of people like this during Salatul Jum'ah, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers us in a gathering, in a group of people far greater than this, in a gathering of angels, in a gathering of those that come to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who are waiting for their command, for their mission to be given to them. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions you to the angels that are there in front of him. Imagine that. Now subhanAllah, many of us think, you know what, should I get up for Qiyam? Should I go to the masjid for Qiyam? Maybe I'll just pray 2 rak'ah at home instead of going to the masjid. You can do that, that's great. And we mentioned last night that khushu' is there for the person that feels the khushu', that's great. You want to pray on your own? Go ahead and pray on your own. But remember, when you remember Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in a gathering, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala remembers you in a gathering far greater than that. And you come to the masjid and you think, mashallah, the imam is there, and brother so-and-so is there, and sister so-and-so is there, they're very pious people. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves this gathering. It's a gathering of good individuals, gathering of the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, gathering of those who turn to none other except Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I want to be from amongst that gathering. I want to be from the people that are recognized by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as being part of that gathering. And then he mentions me to the people, or I should say to the angels that are in his gathering, that are around him. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights us to the angels. He continues to say, I remember, and if he comes out to me, if you reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala by one span, basically by a foot, right? By a foot, by a span. If you come and reach out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of a foot's length, then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches out to you by an arm's length, or by a meter, right? An arm's length. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes closer to us when we want to get closer to Him. Now what does it mean for Allah to get closer to us? Like you remember Allah, and Allah remembers you, but you get closer to Allah, how does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala get closer to you? Now you might think this doesn't make sense, but imagine you come to the masjid and you pray the salah, and it was difficult for you to do at the time of Fajr. You left that pillow that mashallah you spent a lot of money on and filled it with feathers, and it's a nice down pillow. So fluffy, so nice. And then you have the memory foam under you, so you're back, mashallah, you have great posture, right? And you get up in the morning and you sacrifice that to go and to pray to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the masjid. Because you feel that the more I reach out to Allah, the more He's going to reach out to me. And then you notice throughout your day, things start to happen that are good for you. Your life starts to become better. And then you get hooked on this fajr. You get hooked on dhuha. You get hooked on asr, maghrib, isha. You get hooked on praying your salah. You get hooked on fasting outside of Ramadan, on the days that are beloved to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, like the middle days of the month, ayyam al-Eid, right? The 14th, 15th, 16th day of the month. Mondays and Thursdays, as the sunnah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was to fast on those days. You become addicted to worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala because you notice the pleasures that come from that addiction are good, wholesome pleasures. They're not false, they're not fake, they're real, they're true. You notice your bank accounts, mashallah, I'm spending just like I normally spend, but I'm capable of saving now. For some reason, there's extra money in the account. You notice that when you take the family out, there's barakah in your food. You notice that when you buy your groceries, it's just a little amount, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala allows you to survive for a week, for 2 weeks, for 3 weeks off of that food. You notice that there's good things that come to you in your day. When you fill gas into your gas tank, you notice this is kind of like you used to do 400 kilometers on a tank, now you're doing 500. It's the barakah from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that is how Allah places His blessings in our lives. When you reach out to Him, He reaches out to you. He gives you more in return than we give to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, if a person comes to Him one cubit or one arm's length, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reaches out to them in two arms' length. Adding distance, the more you go, the more you strive, the more you push yourself, and especially now during the month of Ramadan, and subhanAllah, we notice that many people are pushing themselves throughout this time. This is the time of the month where Aisha radiallahu anha said that our beloved Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam would not strive as hard any other time throughout the year except this time, the last 10 days of Ramadan. This was the time where you would push yourself. This was the time where you would feel exhaustion. How many of us have felt exhaustion from work? We felt red eyes from work. I know I go on flight sometimes and we take a red eye flight. And we get there and then you have to teach the whole weekend. And that's simply because you're pushing yourself. How many of us do that for our jobs? How many of us do that for the sake of getting a few extra dollars in our pocket? How many of us do that for the sake of pleasing Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? The one who placed the redness in the eyes and the burning and tingling feeling in the eyes and the face is the one who can remove the redness from the eyes to be sacrificed for his sake. The one who makes us feel sleepy when we don't sleep enough is the one who can put so much barakah in our sleep that we can sleep 2 hours a night and feel as though we're the most motivated, most, you know, refreshed person in our entire work or workplace or business. And so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blesses us in ways that we don't even understand. Then to conclude, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, If one of those the servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, any one of us, reaches out to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala while walking, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala comes towards us running. Now imagine you're driving your car to the masjid, and you're making sure every single day that you're coming to the masjid. You're walking to the masjid to get into your car. You get into your car, you drive to the masjid, you park it, you walk into the masjid, you're walking towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah recognizes that you're going through that effort. He recognizes that you're spending money on your gas. He recognizes that you're taking away from the time of your life. You're taking away from the time of your family. You're taking away from the time of the pleasures that you want to enjoy, whether it's playing the video games that you like to play, or watching, you know, some TV just to so-called relax the mind, which actually makes you more stressed and more, you know, distracted from the world. Whatever it is that you want to do, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala recognizes that you take from that. And who are we giving it to? Who are we giving that time to, that energy to? We're giving it to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And so when you come to Allah running or walking, Allah comes to you running. Now that does not mean that we're allowed to speed on the highway. Don't think that, yes, if I speed, the faster I go, the faster I reach the masjid, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to come to my rescue quicker. You're rushing down the highway. No. That is also breaking the law. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves when you do what is good, and loves when you reach out to Him in goodness, with goodness. So when we come to the masjid, do we run to the masjid? No, the Prophet would come to the masjid walking. And would encourage the companions, the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, if they were coming to the masjid, they would come to the masjid walking, in wudu, with tranquility, with sakina in their walking. And that was the method, even if someone was late for salah. Even if someone was late for salah, come walking with nice character, good moral, good behavior. MashaAllah, if someone says salamu alaykum to you, you just run off because you're busy. No. You respond to their salam and you continue on your way. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to try and implement the few things that we try to do in our lives throughout this month of Ramadan, and to increase in that after the month of Ramadan. Remember, many of us had come today early. Why did we come early? Why did we come early this Friday? Why today? What is different from this Friday that is different from next Friday? Today is the day of Ramadan, right? It's still one of the days of Ramadan. Next Friday might not be one of the days of Ramadan, right? time, I put it in our hearts that we should turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, rush towards the goodness of Allah that He's going to give us. But He's still there next Friday. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is still there next month. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't change during the month of Ramadan and change during a different month. You know, during the winter season, the days are short, so I'm not going to fast. It's not as beneficial. No, it's still beneficial. It's still beneficial. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala puts this month of training. Training for us to get closer to Him in our salah, in our sujood, in our du'a, in our istighfar, in our, you know, fasting and sacrificing from our health, sacrificing from our energy, sacrificing from our pockets for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah is the same during Ramadan as He is outside of Ramadan. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to see us here early, just like He saw us here early today. He wants to see us early next Friday and the Friday after. And then again, remember, we shouldn't be the Muslims who are Friday Muslims. We shouldn't be the Muslims who are Friday Muslims. We should not be those who only come on a Friday. And we come today because it's the last Friday of Ramadan. Where were we the previous Fridays? Where are we going to be 6 months from now? We should be those who constantly come to the masjid, and we will touch upon that in the second part of this khutbah. أَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهِ فَاسْتَغْفِرُوا إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْغَفُورُ الرَّحِيمُ.
And Umar ibn al-Khattab, during his last moments, when he was sad
As he was leaving the Mu'mineen in Salah, he was stabbed and he was bleeding profusely and blood was flowing from his body. What did he do? He passed out. He passed out. And the Sahaba, they tried to wake him up. They tried to wake him up. Ya Amin al-Mu'mineen, Ya Amin al-Mu'mineen. They tried to wake him up. And Umar ibn al-Khattab, it was as though he was dead. The Sahaba thought that he was gone, he was dead. And so one of the Sahaba, they thought, you know what? Umar ibn al-Khattab, when it came to Salah, he would be there. When it came to prayers, he would be there. And Umar ibn al-Khattab, when he was unconscious, the Sahaba, when they heard this, they said, Ya Amin al-Mu'mineen, as-salah, as-salah. What did he do? He woke up from his state of unconsciousness. He woke up, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. And suddenly, did they pray? Yes, we prayed. Imagine how powerful, how much concern the Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they had for Salah. And this was after the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, just like the time that we're living. It was after the death of Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu, just like the time that we're living. And that was Umar ibn al-Khattab. They had lost the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they didn't lose their deen. They continued, they pushed it extremely hard. And we see at the end of the Quran, in a verse that we all know very well, for those of us that feel that we're disconnected from Salah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. What? فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ. Woe to those who pray their Salah. That's like a warning, a punishment is going to them. No, read the rest of the verse. Don't cut and paste, read the rest of the verse. فَوَيْلٌ لِلْمُصَلِّينَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ. From amongst us who are weak in our salah, who are forgetful of our salah, those from amongst us who think that salah is just, no big deal, no problem, just leave it off. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala warns us, as-salah, important. So when we hear that call of the adhan in our house, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar, and it's the call of the adhan on that al-fajr clock that we hang on our walls. Right? And you hear that call, get up and call the adhan in your house. Literally call the adhan in your house. As the man, stand up. As the son, as the child, as the boy, as the father, as the uncle, as the grandfather. Stand up and call the adhan right there in the middle of your house. Let the entire household know it's time for salah. Let's rush. Rush towards the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, towards the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And what is the reward? Jannah. That's it. Eternal Jannah. As we discussed last night. Forever. So my brothers and sisters, the importance of coming to the masjid is extremely important. We recite the verse, أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين هم يراءون ويمنعون الناعون. We all know the surah. If I ask you all to raise your hands, who knows the surah? We will all raise our hands. We all were taught the surah when we were children. Our parents taught us the surah. Recite the surah. Your parents will get rewards. Recite the surah. Those that taught you the Quran will get rewards. But go home after this, or on your way out, take your smartphone and read the English translation of that surah. And remember, as-salah, as-salah, as-salah. Throughout the month of Ramadan, we connect with Allah in our salah, in our prayer, or our namaz. Remember, outside of Ramadan, we need to continue to connect with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our salah. Lastly, my brothers and sisters, is the month of Ramadan. We've all been feeling this blessing throughout the entire month. And it would be nice to see each and every one of us here throughout the entire year as well. So we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to become amongst those that constantly come to the masjid. One simple request, every single one of us, today and once every 5 to 7 days, once a week, put $5 or $10 in the donation box. You're not donating to any person. You're not donating to anyone who's, you know, going to just take the money and put it in their pocket. That is going to the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You're giving back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for what He gave you. You're giving back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for getting you out of your bed and bringing you to the masjid. You're giving back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for bringing you from your workplace during your lunch hour, where alhamdulillah you're not even eating because you're fasting, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala brought you here. Give something back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to facilitate for us when we do come back, the place is clean, it smells nice, it's proper, there's facilities, there will be bathrooms, there will be walls, there will be classrooms. We will have things, inshaAllah ta'ala, for our families, for our children, for generations to come. So give $5. Each and every one of us on the way out, if we give $5, this will be a great contribution to help the masjid in the financial crunch that we face throughout the month of Ramadan, from having the air conditioning on, the fans on, the water running, and everything that we enjoy so much throughout the month of Ramadan. Last thing, my brothers and sisters, we conclude by sending peace and blessings upon the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and His angels do in the Qur'an, إِنَّ اللَّهَ وَمَلَائِكَتَهُ يُصَلُّونَ عَلَى النَّبِيِّ يَا أَيُّهَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا صَلُّوا عَلَيْهِ وَسَلِّمُوا تَسْلِيمًا. اللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make it easy for us to be forgiven throughout this entire month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to accept all of our efforts, all of our statements, all of our dua. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant each and every one of us health and wealth and provision so that we can live and remain under the worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive all those that sacrifice so much of their time and their energy throughout this month of Ramadan. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive our family members who have passed away. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to make us from among those who constantly turn to Him in salah and in sujood. إِنَّ اللَّهَ يَأْمُرُ بِالْعَدْلِ وَالْإِحْسَانِ وَإِيتَاءِ ذِي الْقُرْبَى وَيَنْهَى عَنِ الْفَحْشَاءِ وَالْمُنكَرِ وَالْبَغْيِ يَعِظُكُمْ لَعَلَّكُمْ تَذَكَّرُونَ. اذْكُرُوا اللَّهَ يَذْكُرْكُمْ وَادْعُوهُ يَسْتَجِبْ لَكُمْ وَلَذِكْرُ اللَّهِ أَكْبَرُ وَاللَّهُ يَعْلَمُ مَا تَصْنَعُونَ. الله أكبر الله أكبر.
خير من ألف شهر. سلام هي حتى مطلع الفجر. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. الحمد لله رب العالمين، الرحمن الرحيم، مالك يوم الدين، إياك نعبد وإياك نستعين، اهدنا الصراط المستقيم، صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا أرأيت الذي يكذب بالدين فذلك الذي يدعو اليتيم ولا يحض على طعام المسكين فويل للمصلين الذين هم عن صلاتهم ساهون الذين ويمنعون الماعون. الله أكبر. سمع الله لمن حمده.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر.
الله أكبر. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله.
السلام عليكم.